voglio cannelloni per me, sì per me. Un pochino te ne darò, sì per te. Triste la tua dieta, quasi tutto esclude, quanti sacrifici. Dopo moscardini per me, sì per me. Non per lei davvero, che lei proprio non
voice.
And we don't know what he's saying.
I know.
He's probably just like, take off your clothes, baby.
Okay. When you say it like that, all right.
In Italian, with that voice.
Like, okay, you, like that? Okay, fine.
I don't care what you look like.
I keep my eyes closed.
Just keep talking.
I just keep talking in my ear. I'm not a slut.
So she says.
No!
Hello. Skein after skein. Episode 31.
31.
On August.
October.
August 23rd, 2013. And we just had the Y2K scare. I can't get over this 13 years later.
13 years later. She's still working.
Every week, at least once, I'm like, didn't we just have the Y2K scare? You know?
Everything's still working.
13 years go by.
God, I know. It's funny. I talk to people and they're like, I'm 22 and I feel so old. I'm like, what? I'm like, can I just smack you a little bit?
I'm 22 in my head.
Oh, I act 14 if I'm on a good, mature day. It's kind of bad, but this makes me lovable. My coworker, I said something. It wasn't anything out of control, but we always like, if you ask for something that's normal, we're like, you need to stop being so needy. Like, no one has time for that. You know, that's like our whole thing. So I was asking for something. She goes, you know what? You're just high maintenance. I'm all, like, you're the first person to say that. And just, like, walks off.
I like that you're so needy. I'm going to remember that because what I use a lot at work is, like, that's just crazy talk. You want to file tomorrow, you know? But you're so needy.
By the time I go, okay, look.
I like that.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're just too needy. I make it sound like it's going to be really legit. So you're ridiculous.
That's funny.
Like, because my one coworker, he's like, he goes, wait a second. He goes, why can't I just have like blah, blah, blah? And it's something you would have at any other office that normally, of course, we don't do. And he goes, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's with all the neediness? And you just shut your pie hole because no one has time for that. He's like, I know. He like wants stuff done on time and emails that read in
crazy
English.
Talk.
Bullshit.
So I have a funny story.
Shoot, I have no stories.
From Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
What's up, Jill and Lisa?
Hi, Jill.
What's
Hi.
Up, Jisa?
Jisa.
Which they hate, but I think it's hilarious.
Do they hate it? Jisa.
Jisa.
Well, the Lisa part of Jisa. She is a teacher,
yes.
Middle school teacher,
mm-hmm.
And she just started the new fall semester, and she's all like, she's like, oh my God, it's so hard to go to work every day. Like, great teacher, 2 months.
Oh, cry me a river. You've been off for 3 months. I've been crying at my desk.
Oh, but you know what's her first argument when you say that? She's like, I can only go to the bathroom at 8:20, 10:15, and 12, whatever, you know?
So. Okay. That's almost the point.
But
let me tell you, like, the other day my coworker was sitting there looking despondent. I go, look. I go, I don't know what your problem is right now. I go, you just need to learn how to sob quietly at your desk like I do. No one has time for your shit. Okay? Just sob quietly. I go, you know I'm crying when I'm sitting there with my hands over my eyes, my body shaking. Just leave me alone. I'm sobbing quietly.
So Lisa is back teaching. And, of course, she gets every year a new class of students. And she has a student named Bailey. And she's like, Every time I see that kid, I think of the dog. I'm like, did you thump him in the nose?
Thump him in the nose. When he gets out of control, the stunk.
It's like every time I see the kid, I hear Michelle, Bailey!
It's the monkey. It's adorable.
So that's
funny.
Long story made very short.
That's actually really funny.
I know, I thought that's funny.
But what's funny, too, is I was looking on my phone, and I always get an alert when people pin something on my board. All of a sudden, I started getting alerts, so I was like, all the time, because I have a decent amount of followers, and I pin shit all the time. And so I was looking, right before you came, I looked on my phone, and Bailey had pinned something. I'm all, does he have a phone that I don't know about?
Well, he's got a Ravelry account.
That's true. So I'm thinking maybe he's getting on the computer while I'm not at home.
He's getting more literate. Computer literate.
how is he learning how to type? He doesn't have thumbs.
Voice recognition. Oh, he can speak either. Wait, I don't know.
Maybe the voice recognition speaks dog. Don't look at the screen like that. It makes me nervous.
I'm seeing, was it always on the second bar?
I don't know.
Well, it's recording. It's all good.
We're like close enough. I need you not to make that face when we're recording. It's very discerning.
I know, but ever since we lost that episode, I'm totally paranoid and I'm looking over at the computer. Like,
well, that face made me totally paranoid.
Shit.
I'm like, oh, you're like looking. I'm like, oh God. Oh, I don't want to look over there. Oh God.
We're only 5 minutes in, so we didn't lose much. But this Audacity is so
seems
much better,
better
than Garage Band.
Yeah.
So, other balls. Oh my God, that was the funniest thing because last episode.
I totally forgot a team. Did you not see that message someone posted up? Because I said in New York you have the Jets and the Giants. Totally wrote off the Bills. Like they didn't even exist. They've only been to, they were the team that's been to the Super Bowl 4 times
and they
lost.
Win, right.
Which is hilarious. And then
mine is the Giants. Right.
Look at you.
No, but last two weeks ago, the last episode was called The Other Balls. And then we were talking about Fabio somewhere. So when I put up the notes, the title was The Other Balls. And at
picture?
The very bottom was this really obnoxious picture of Fabio.
And like loincloth.
The thing is, when you go and you get the short summary form of it, all you see is the other balls, a little bit of text, and this picture of Fabio. I'm like, oh my God, this is so wrong.
I laughed out loud at work when I saw that. I was like, oh God, oh God.
And the picture of Fabio was just so like, oh, I don't even know how to react to
it. I was talking to one of my BFFs last night, and I made mention that, you know, I love the NFL Network. And it went down, and I kind of panicked because that's my boyfriend. I was like, okay. And so I'm like, yeah, I love the NFL Network. I love having it. And she goes, yeah, we got the NFL Network too. Like, you can hear the lack of joy in her voice. I go, yeah, well, I have Prime Ticket, so I get every game. She's like, you know, I might just pack my husband up and send him to your house.
Over.
I'm going to send his ass down here. I go, you'll show up on Sunday. We'll be sitting on my couch in the pajamas. I'm like, hey. Since you're up,
talking
you
of NFL Network.
NFL Network. 5 minutes
for the other balls. Go.
I love NFL Network. It's my boyfriend. You know, not anything exciting, terribly exciting. Brady did sprain his knee, which made me happy because I don't like him. I do not, under any circumstances, nor do I care what team you are, I do not like seeing people get hurt where it's career ending, health problems. Touches your mind. No. But if someone from the other team I don't like is injured for a couple weeks,
how many
I'm all
teams
for that.
Do you not like?
There's a lot.
Okay.
Like, I don't like the Patriots. But there are some teams I really dislike that are on my target list. Like, I don't like the Raiders and I don't like the Patriots. Like, I really, like, I actively dislike the Raiders. Only because when they were here in Los Angeles, like, oh, God, fights would break out at games and it'd be stabbings and shit like that. I'm like, I can't deal with
but
this.
But is that the team's fault or is that
yes,
the Raiders' no. You know, I mean.
What I love about Raider fans is they are diehard. I mean, they are they call it, you know, the 12th man. Like, they are, like, it's hard to go and play them up in Oakland because they are loud. Everyone shows up in black and silver and
nice colors. At least it's not, like, some obnoxious.
And they have the cutest cheerleading outfits ever next to the Dallas Cowboys. Like, they tie the best, and they've never changed, like, the best cheerleading uniforms ever. They have never changed. Except, you know, back in the day when they had the long skirts and stuff like that. But theirs has been pretty consistent. But my teams are Dallas, Indianapolis, Denver. Those are my big teams. And then I have, like, second-tier teams that I love, too. Like, I like the Panthers because I like their quarterback, Cam Newton.
I like the name. Panthers.
Panthers.
Wow.
I think, yeah, he's with the Panthers. But I really actively dislike New England for no other reason that they've messed up my season a couple of times. Like, more than once. And I don't like Tom Brady. So horrible. College football, it's on its way. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Just let it be known now.
You must have a hard time talking to me because my face is like,
I don't need you to respond.
it's like,
I have the notes. My uncle's like, you know, college football started. I'm all, did I know college football? So I go, I got the Notre Dame schedule taped to the door of my craft room last week. So I know when I need to be home on Saturdays.
Right.
Like, there's my list for playing Temple, our first game out. So I'm curious for our football fans. I'm curious to who your teams are, because I don't want to talk shit about anyone, you know, like hardcore shit. Like,
yeah,
I'll tease
you.
Yeah, I do a little bit. But if you validly beat my teams, that's fine. Like, but if you cheat, oh, we're going to talk some shit. I'm getting licked right now.
Okay.
Let's just ignore him and see what happens.
Right.
Okay. Okay, looking at him does not count as ignoring,
no,
ignoring
him.
We're ignoring the dog.
Yeah. So we'll just keep talking.
So I think that's a good solid 5 minutes of
football.
Yeah. So I want to know who everyone's college teams are, who their pro teams are, so we can compare some notes. I just want to point out, up until the national championship game, my team was number one.
Maybe we should have do we have a football thread discussing football?
No,
I think
but
we
should. Is this
going to
be me and Mally
O'Malley? Mally O'Malley?
Yeah, like nonstop.
That's fine. And two of you also had to hold the rock thread to yourselves. Until I found these really flattering pictures of the rock.
Which made us put up more hot pictures of him. Oh, you should see him. He's like, I'm licking you now. Aren't you paying attention to me?
That's good. Okay, so is there any other sports that's going on at the moment?
I'm sure there are. But
I wanted to ask you, does Los Angeles, I mean, I know there were talks. Are we getting a football team or something?
There has been talk for a while, but there's been some serious talk of us getting a team. The question is, the statement has been made, we will not get an expansion team, which means we won't get, they won't create another team. We're going to get someone else's team.
So
a city is going to lose a team.
And do they know who?
There has been talk of, not Seattle, there's been talk of San Diego, which I don't want. There's been talk of Oakland coming back to Los Angeles for like 10 seconds. Yeah. Which I surely don't want. My point, I made the comment that I would love this, even though they're horrible, I think it would be interesting to see a team like the Browns come here that is so used to playing.
Cleveland, Ohio. I know. I don't know how I know that. Just Cleveland. I guess they always say
Cleveland
Browns.
Or Cincinnati. No, the Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns. Yeah.
No idea.
That was a good, look at you.
That's because they always say it together.
There is talk of us getting, if not one team, maybe two teams.
So is that other city then going to be pissed at us?
Yes. We have had problems before where I know at one point Seattle was trying to move stuff down here and people showed up at the facility and stood in front of the trucks.
They didn't want them to move?
They didn't
want to
move. They're diehard. They don't want their...
Oh, from over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
People literally got... I actually saw people stand. Not
so
just stand
what
here.
Happened, okay, when the Raiders moved away, nobody was...
The Raiders are originally from Oakland.
Oh, okay. So they just went back home.
They just went back, yeah.
Go back home.
they were the Oakland Raiders before. And San Diego was originally in Los Angeles, too. So it wouldn't be, like, both these teams have been in L.A. and gone elsewhere and vice versa. So it wouldn't be a big deal. The reason why I don't like the idea of a team moving is because that city is going to lose revenue.
Right.
You know, it's just like, I really wish, they don't want to make the league any better, but I think it would be smarter to give another city that has never had a team, and give us our own team.
Yeah, and
that gives
us
four teams in Los Angeles, in California.
Kick out the lowest scoring one.
No, the lowest scoring one gets the first round draft pick.
Okay. I didn't know that. Okay, anyways. Shall we talk about yarn?
Yes, let's.
Works in progress. What are you working on?
You should see the
Can we pause this and
yes,
go to bed?
Yes,
okay,
he's
we're pausing
out.
Here.
Bailey, you want?
And we are back.
We had crazy puppy issues.
Yeah, so works in progress. We are 13 minutes in the podcast. Shall we talk yarn?
I have been actively. I finally got the majority. Okay, I got the body of my metallurgy shawl done and then counted my stitches. How am I two stitches short? Because I checked, I have all my yarn overs where they need to be. Like, everything's looking good, but...
I have two stitches.
The thing is, luckily, I don't have to... It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So I'm just going to polish off this little left that I have of the ball to the body. Because it's applied edging, it doesn't matter. So I'm just going to polish this off, start my second skein, and I'll start the second skein with the lace.
Very pretty so far.
But it looks tiny, right? This is actually the full size of the body.
Wow.
Unblocked. It looks super tiny.
It does.
But garter blocks so well.
Right. Nice.
And that's all I've been working on.
And same here.
I lost my mojo last week.
I haven't been too much into knitting either. I'm also on the shawl, the black there.
You know what it is? We're not on Ravelry enough because I went on today and
I've
I was so inspired.
Working, you know?
I know, me too. I saw the shawl in red. Oh,
it's
my
gorgeous.
Gosh. I might have to make it in red.
You're
so
pretty. I'm at that, those last, I think I have 9 rows, not even like 7 rows left or so, and then I need to block it.
Look, your cables are bigger.
Cables?
Didn't you
cables?
Put a longer cable
oh,
on
the
it?
Cable. Yes, I did.
Thank God. That was ridiculous.
So
that's
going to
be so nice.
I think I'll like it once it's all blocked out.
And I think you should keep it blue. It's such a...
I'll leave it blue for a while, and then if I get bored with it, I'll change it. Because
it's so not a bold blue. It's such a nice denim blue.
It is a denim blue, so we'll see.
But yeah, I was looking at that pattern today on Ravelry, and it's just every
dress. It's such a cool, and it's such an easy pattern, you know.
Yeah.
It's not quite as easy as this, the garter, you know, but.
Well, the lace is going to make up for all
right.
that easiness. Like, there's no, what you call it, regular knit stitches are all, like, from this point out, most of it is knit through the back loop. So, hold on one second. Get your butt in bed.
I have a story to tell.
Another story.
Another
story,
right? Yeah. Well, my stories are fairly short.
Yeah, it's mine that are long. Oh,
so,
what I said was my stories are long.
So, that level 2 KTA, I know everybody wants to hear about my master's
yes.
experience because I pretty much whine about it for a year and then I'm done with it, you know?
And then
level
you sign
two,
up to do it again.
Right, level 3 will come. So, level 2, I tried.
And once you do level 3, I expect you to be able to knit in your sleep. I want gauge to be perfect.
Yeah.
I want you to be like, oh, I knit this like in 15 minutes and I want to be a full length duster.
And should I change my name to Jill?
Yeah, I know. I will sit forward now. Sorry.
So, level 2.
Yes.
I tried first a couple of months ago. I tried the swatches.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this lathering in a flat piece, which
How
is like.
How did you get lathering in
no
a flat piece?
I know, it's the weirdest thing. So,
so weird.
I figured it was because I was working on that sweater on the size 10 and a half needles
mm-hmm.
with the super bulky yarn, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I put it away completely. So finally, and then I had block. I was so frightened almost of starting those swatches again because I was like, oh my God, if I can't do it, you know, it's like this whole drama going on in my head.
Self-imposed
so finally,
stress.
Finally, last weekend, I sat down. I was like, just do it. I did it. And because I'm working on smaller needles, no problem. I did. The first swatch is actually 2 strips of like, I think it's like 10 stitches wide each, and then you have to seam them together.
Okay.
I'm making the 2, boom, no problem, very nice, put them down. Husband calls me in the office, he had a question, we're talking 5 minutes, I come out, I'm right now fostering kittens. The kittens thought it was really cool new toy, you know? So I come out, I was like, no, not my swatches, no, monster.
What are you talking about?
So they're
thought you made me a
completely, within a couple of minutes that I was gone, they had completely shredded them to pieces. I was like, it was like,
oh my gosh.
So I had to do it again and it was fine, you know, but I was like, that's irony.
You
I
should
mean,
put a note. These were knit multiple times due to catastrophe.
Well, I actually put a picture of the... Dead pieces on Ravelry right now. That's my level 2. So that and the other thing, work in progress, which is not in progress but needs to be in progress this week, is the dishcloth. And one person
on
our dishcloth
swap
only received 4, so
instead
we
of 5,
would make her each once. We gotta get on with that.
My plan was to have those done this week. It's just this whole. I didn't touch anything.
Did
this week.
It take like what, half an hour? You know, it's not even.
Not even that.
So.
Because I've made, what, 8 of them? Like, I can whip them out
right.
now.
Okay. Finished object. Okay, moving on to the next
moving
segment.
Moving on. We'll scratch that one out. Haberdashery.
Haberdashery. How are you doing in haberdashery? How's your sewing life?
My sewing life, this kind of goes with challenge chatter. Like I said, lately, like, my mojo's been meh. But, like, I was on our group page today. I was on Ravelry a little bit more today and this week in general. And it's just like, I need to get to knitting. I need to get to sewing. Like, what am I doing watching TV? It's not like I can't hear the football from the other room. You know, it's preseason. Look, and if you notice, if you're sitting there at in front of my sewing machine, you can see the television. Turn around this way. Ta-da,
yep.
There's the TV. Hell, if I just turn this around so it faces the desk, I can sew and watch. Well, you know, not
or
sewing.
Or you can bring it out there. It's not that far.
Oh, there's that too. You and all your details. But yeah, so I felt the mojo come back today. I was taking pictures of some stuff. And I'm like, you know, there's no reason why I'm not done with my metallurgy. Yes, my metallurgy shawl. Because I zipped, how fast did I do that body? Like, oh, speaking of which, I was going to say this and I forgot. Your shawl, the black dash shawl, someone figured out and did how many stitches to keep the lace right and sock yarn.
Nice.
It's so pretty.
It's a gorgeous shawl.
I might have to make it.
You should.
In sock yarn because
wow.
I'm an idiot. I know, right?
Power to you.
But honestly, it's funny. Honestly, I was kind of thinking of doing it. I'm glad I opened it up to it. And one of the wool
of
the Andes, either the tweed or the regular, because it looks good and solid.
It does look good and solid.
It looks really good and solid. It
looks good and great.
And who doesn't love Knitpicks wool of the Andes? Because how much is it? It's $3.29 for 110 yards.
Are you going to place a Knitpicks order?
Maybe.
Will you possibly let me know if you may be placing an order?
Hypothetically, yes.
I might have to order something too.
What?
So, I did some haberdashery work.
What'd you do? What'd you make?
I didn't make anything, but, oh my God. Same thing as you have. Totally done nothing this whole week. But I actually today cut pattern. Lisa. Hi, Teal. Gave me some pattern paper from her mood school.
Because she's a mood graduate, you know.
And then I cut pattern pieces for the wide open zipper pouch. I was like, whoa, cool. Pattern paper is cool because it has lines on it and stuff. It's so awesome.
It's
every
great.
Inch, you know, there's like
little lines. Oh, yeah, I have some somewhere around
love
here.
It. So I did that, and then I actually took out the fabric and cut all the pieces,
oh, nice.
And I selected the zippers. So all I have to do is sew it together.
Oh, you've done all the hard stuff, the sewing part,
yeah,
the fun stuff.
Yeah, actually, it took me like a couple hours today just to iron and to cut the pieces and all this
yeah.
stuff, you know. And then I went into the bedroom behind the door, into the secret corner.
Yeah, secret corner it is.
And pulled out all my sewing patterns and found about 5 or 6 patterns for PJ pants. So, and we have to put some free
God,
patterns.
God, we're so horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
But did you see the ones that have gone up?
Nice.
Super
the
cute.
One with the bag. Awesome.
I can't even talk to her. Like,
right?
The pajamas, adorable. The freaking bag, the matching bag.
The matching bag. Oh, you need your little toothbrush in it and stuff, right? It's so awesome.
But what I love, someone said, you can knit while wearing your pajamas and have that as your project bag and you'll freaking be like
right,
matching.
Styling
like,
it.
What? And that actually seeing hers, and there's another pair of pajamas up further that I happen to see that were awesome. It's like A+ because they look super cute.
Right. They look so elegant.
Yeah. And the hem was really nice. I was like, she did a really good job. Like,
I need to get on it. Thank God we expanded the pajama bag for September, August,
yes.
August, September. So I got to get on that. I do have fabric at home.
I have flannel. I have some like off-whitish flannel.
I've got flannel in the house. Lots of flannel.
Yes.
Flannel is on sale quite a lot.
Yeah, it is. Which is odd. Yeah, but I have a thinner flannel and it has these blue flowers and not like curly cute type flowers. They're like very geometric flowers. I was like, oh, those would be. And I was like, no, I'm going to make winter pajamas. I mean, summer pajamas because I don't really have any. You know? But I was like, maybe I should just make a pair of pajamas with what I bought to make them with.
Right.
Crazy
that's
talk.
Crazy. Yeah. You're so needy.
I know. Ooh, that hurt my neck. But yeah,
so,
I was motivated.
Oh, you still also haven't done the zipper bag, right? We both are totally there. Really, not that you haven't done like 4 zipper bags in advance,
right,
you know,
here.
But
I need to make a new one.
Lisa and I, hi Lisa, hi Jill. Lisa and I,
so whipped, but go ahead.
are basically fighting over text messaging about denim on bottom, denim on top.
Does she agree with me?
She agrees with you. She and then it's like top, bottom, top, bottom. And that's like text messaging back and forth. Thank God text messaging is
free.
I know. We're like top, bottom. You're wrong. No. Yes.
Did you, the one that has the matching pajamas, hers is like a denim material on the bottom with the other material up top. And it looks so cute.
We will see, because I have cut the pieces for two bags, and one for the denim on bottom and one for the denim on top. In this case, I think the denim is on top better, because A, the red on the outside is a really heavy fabric, so it's not like you have this whimsy little fabric on the bottom. And secondly, on the inside, you have the red plaid, which is not exactly the same.
But if you, what color are you going to do your zipper?
White, and on the other one, red.
See? It's going to separate that, so it wouldn't even be a problem.
We will see.
So right.
I disagree.
I love my confidence.
You're
I'm
so
like,
wrong.
So right.
You're wrong. We will take pictures when the bags are done and have a vote.
We really
on
need
that.
To have our bags done the next time we record.
Okay. Yeah, mine are halfway done because I cut the patterns. Woo!
I need to. Actually, I think I have pattern pieces for that already.
I made pattern pieces.
Don't you love it?
I love the pattern paper with a little marker.
I like the pattern paper, but I really like the, what you call it, the
freezer paper. But the
lot.
Freezer paper doesn't have the 1-inch marks.
It does not, but it's a little bit easier to work with because it's not such a big sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. And you could also slightly iron it down so it doesn't move. I don't know. And you can write on the back side. It just has a good feeling to me.
And I started putting all my self-cut patterns into manila folders in my box with sewing patterns.
I just put mine on pants hangers. Well, because it keeps them nice and flat, easy access. I label. So, yeah. Hold on, folks. I have a pair of pants.
Yeah, I have also a whole bunch of stuff written.
Yeah, so I have on my pattern pieces, I have what piece it is, what size it is, and what pattern it's for, and how many pieces you need
to
cut.
Yeah, almost the same thing.
So I figure if I keep them together, I should be copacetic, in theory, but you know.
That's why I like the manila folders. I think it's in the long run more time saving than the pant hangers. I mean, more space saving.
What, the manila folders?
Yeah. Because they're this thin, the pant hangers is thick, so if you have 10 patterns, it's like this wide.
It still be small. It's still, I mean, it's...
Are you going to hang each one on the
no,
same
hanger? No, yeah, on the same
all
hanger.
Of them on the same
yeah,
hanger.
And they hang right
I
there.
Each one gets its own hanger.
Oh, no. These
like,
all get
hung. A full closet just for your patterns.
No. They'll all be on this one hanger. All
right.
And it is completely out of the way. It's perfect. See, if I have manila folders, then I have to find somewhere to put that.
There with my sewing patterns and knitting patterns.
Because your patterns are in a file cabinet. See, my patterns are in a, what you call it, in our binders.
Binders, wait. So, talking of sewing
we're so
and
different.
Having that, I'm still so anal about being organized yet in our own way.
In our own crazy, psychotic, competitive way.
Talking of organizing.
I hang mine on hangers. Well, I put mine on a little short.
Folders are better.
You know we're ridiculous, right? FYI.
So talking of organizing sewing, do we want to mention somebody?
Yes. Oh my God.
Becky. Oh my God, Becky.
Look at her sewing room. It is so organized. I believe her name is Lauren from Ladybird.
Ladybird blog.
Yes, she has two L's. And she says it's pronounced just like llama.
You know? Ladybird.
Ladybird. She's like 28. She lives in Nashville. She's adorable and tiny and makes the cutest clothes.
And has the coolest blog.
And the cutest, like, my dream
sewing
room is to be like hers. Like, I keep looking at my walls and I said this before, I'm like, should I paint the walls the same color as her so I can be cool like her? Can I just be her? She doesn't know she's secretly my sister. She's a friend in my head. As
are you
going to
marry her?
No, I already have one internet female marriage going on, so I'm good. In the nail section, she had like so much. She either told me something cool or she, what you call it, she said something. I was like, I kind of want to marry you now. Is that weird? Is that
you
weird?
You could become an internet sewing Muslim, then you could marry more than one.
Nice. I go, I know you're not in the girls, and neither am I.
Or Mormon. Same thing, right?
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing in terms of marriage. Hello.
Not anymore. The church no longer sanctions that.
All right.
Except for some sex. But I go
sister wives.
I know. Like I said, some sex is ancient, but the church in general doesn't.
Sister wives.
But I said, I wrote. I go. I'm not into girls. I know you're married. I go. But would it be weird if I went to marry you? Oh no, she turned me on to putting my because I see all these girls about nail polish that they have Excel charts. I'm like, can I see yours? So she sent me hers. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to marry you now. She was like, I totally accept. She goes, there are a number of internet marriages in our group. Apparently there are. It's really funny.
That's funny.
We're like, oh my God, I kind of love you. In a weird fingernail polish knitting way.
That's funny. So Lady Bird.
Love her. Eve sent me a recent post. I think it went up on the 14th of this month. About people always ask her because she makes so much stuff.
She does, and she's got a blog out every week.
Oh yeah, she cranks. Not only does she sew, but she knits,
right.
And you know she takes pictures of her stuff. Like it's
super cute.
Everything is super cute. Fits her perfectly. She has great shoes too, and she's adorable. Pierced, tattooed. You know, she's my type of chick. I love her. She's my type of girl. But she did a blog post, I want to say the 14th, where she said, you know, everyone asked her, how does she get so much sewing done and how much, and then
right.
Knit on top of it. And she's not knitting, you know, freaking dishcloths all the time. She just like full on sweaters and all sorts of ridiculousness. She's kind of like Jill, you know? And one of the things she said, I read that article and then I also read her about her, and she has a Q&A section. And if you ever look in the background of her pictures, all her freaking craft room is perfectly organized all the time. Like, because someone asked her, they go, is your craft room, your sewing room, always that organized? And all she said was, yes.
Okay. Because I'm just saying, when I take pictures, I'm clearly, because I've been bitching and screaming about people who have this big mess that distracts. So I make sure that even if my house is a full disaster area, when I take the picture, behind the picture, there's nothing. You know, it's clean.
But she
and
says
it looks like, ooh, how nice.
No, she
know?
Says her sewing room is always that organized. But
so she's maybe a little bit anal about cleaning.
No, she's probably just normal. I know. But I read this how does she, you know, sew so fast, and she made some really, really good points. And I don't know if this was an article too, but one of the things she says is, you know, yeah, this was.
Yes, this was the last blog. The last blog was how can people asking her all these questions.
No, but I think the last post, one of the things she said in the post, one of the last things she said was, there were two things she said that caught my eye. One, she makes sure she has a Notion drawer, so she's not always having to go buy stuff.
Right.
Like, and she has, because she has a serger, so she has, that takes
hoarding,
different.
Basically.
She doesn't hoard. She's smart. Like, if she buys one, she'll just buy a second one. So now she has, you know, for her serger, that takes a different bobbin.
Serger.
Calm down.
Serger.
Hold on. I got a fanny. I said the S word.
Serger.
I want you to get a serger. So I can
get a serger.
So I can use it. But like she, you know, she bought a white one, she'd buy two. She needed a green one, she would buy two. So now she has all the colors she needs.
Right.
Because she kind of stockpiled while she was growing, while she was buying what she needed. So now, and she has a Notion drawer with zippers of all lengths.
Notion drawer.
Yes.
God, I wish I had a drawer free in my house somewhere.
If I cleaned out this desk, I would.
Space limitations.
But it's like having a really good yarn stash. It's like, I haven't bought yarn in forever because I kind of have a lot of yarn to shop from. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, I should totally make that shawl. Huh, I have yarn for that, you know?
Right.
And it does make a difference. You can start stuff. You don't have to stop
right,
in the middle of a
right.
project to go buy shit. That's why I haven't done my bags. I was like, do I have zippers for this? My gosh.
I thought you had ordered that zipper thing.
Mm-hmm. Jill ordered. I haven't yet to figure out what the email, I mean, the site is on Etsy. The store is for Etsy.
Because
I want to buy that.
Today, I thought I had brought, because when I was cleaning out my mom's apartment when I was in Europe in April, I took all of her like zippers, and there was like a whole stash.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I came back, and today I was looking for a zipper. I'm like, they're all either very short,
yeah,
or just they're a lot less than I thought I had. I thought I had this whole pile, but
yeah, I want to buy that $25.
So I'm thinking of also ordering zippers.
If we do that, let's do that together because I'm sure
okay.
that'll help with the shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
either that or just split one order because I don't know if I need.
I want the whole thing.
How many are there? 70 zippers?
Is it 70?
Something like that.
You know,
crazy.
We're just going to fight over it.
No, because you can actually choose what you want.
I want the longest they have. That's the thing. Because you can always cut down the zipper.
Cut them, right? Court them. Shorten them or cut them. Court them.
Court them. Yeah, I want the longest they have. Not the longest. I do want, like, I like 24s, 30s,
right.
Stuff like that. Because that's good for a dress. That's a good length for a dress. And you can always cut it back.
Right.
But yeah, like she does, she has a stash of Notion. She has a stash of Thread.
Well, the other thing she said was because people ask her, how come, where do you find the time? Because every week she blogs about what she has made. So she says, no, this is how it goes. Since I don't have time all the time because I do actually work in real life.
She works a
full
job,
When she makes a t-shirt, she'll make two or three t-shirts at a time and then take pictures and then spread out the posts. That way she has more posting material, you know.
But not only that, but I think the smartest thing she said was she doesn't have any UFOs.
Right.
You know, once she starts something.
But that's just crazy talk.
It is crazy talk, but she has a point. Once she starts.
It might be a little bit OCD, you know.
No, but did you read the whole part? She said that even if she starts something, she realizes that, oh, God, you know, maybe this isn't the perfect outfit that I wanted. Or if she wants to do something else, it motivates her to finish. You know, it's like, oh, I'm working on this, but I really want to make this. Well, let me wrap this up first. And she
that's such a weird concept. Just put it aside.
Wrapping shit up? What are you talking about?
Let me start something new because I'm bored after three rows with this.
I know. But I think as crazy talk as it seems, I kind of think she's on to something.
I'm good, like, with sewing, yes, I agree, because I started a bag, a very elaborate bag that has lots of pockets and stuff, about a year ago, and it's been sitting there for a year. All the pieces are cut, everything, the interfacing, everything is cut. I just, one step, I'm stuck, and now I don't even remember where I was, you know, it's been sitting there. So sewing, I think it's good to just do one thing at a time. Knitting, I disagree, because I think I want to have, having 59 unfinished objects, not right. But I want to have one dumb object that I can take with me. I want to have maybe one big thing that I work on. And then maybe in between, I just whip up a hat because I feel like it, you know. I think you're okay with, like, up to 5. My deadline is 5. Oh, deadline, not deadline. What is it? Milestone or limit.
Your limit, yeah. But you have more than 5, and I have more than 5. Like, how many incomplete blankets do you have on your page?
Blankets?
You have that.
One. The 200 crochet blocks.
Yeah. But you're also willing to start the garter squish.
What?
Did you see the one I sent you?
No, I am.
Oh, there's a...
I was thinking about colors for that one.
No, someone finally put up something exactly what I was thinking. She just had an off-white thread as her base thread, and she just picks a color, knits with it until she runs out in her scrap drawer. She reaches it once it's done. She picks up another scrap color, knits with it until she runs out. So all her stripes are different depths because there's someone who's done like every other line is almost a different color, and that looks a little bit different. This
that
is like you have
17.
No, not at all. It looks very like you knit it with fun fur that was really cut down.
Wow,
but in a good way, not a bad way. But
I don't
it's a
know
little
if that's a good way for fun fur. Other than my
I was about
Christmas
to say, you made a wreath.
That was good. That was awesome.
You did that really fast.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny. The Christmas wreath is in my closet, right in the office.
Isn't it blue?
It's blue.
Is it more of a
Hanukkah?
Hanukkah wreath.
Ashley was sitting there and on the office chair, right? And he was like something about the armrest, and I was like, oh, I should cover it with yarn, and he's like, I don't know. Then I'd bring out the wreath, the fun fur wreath. I'm like, look like this. He just looks at me like
he's terrified.
Like he was scared of this thing or something.
what were we talking about before?
The garter squish. Not that we ever stray from our conversation.
Yeah, whatever. But one of the recent ones, I want to say one of the last four with the go up was perfect. And it's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get some, I already know what Vanna's Choice I'm going to carry. She has, it's not taupe, but I forget, some off-white color that I like. And I'm just going to reach into my box and pull out a ball and knit it.
See, I was thinking that I want to have it shaded. And I want to have gray as one color. Because it's, okay, for those who don't know.
No.
The Garter Squish Blanket by Stephen West
mm-hmm.
is two strands of yarn. One is one steady color remains the same throughout, and the second color you switch out, so you get this sort of.
I think he did his steady color was gray,
like a
light gray.
So I like the gray. I want to do the gray as
the
steady color. And then I was thinking of doing the second color in.
Let me guess, shades of blue.
Well, that one or shades of something. But going from the darkest down to the lightest, you know, and I need to look at all the Vanna's colors to see which ones would be nice colors. There's a lot of greens, but I don't like green, you know, so I don't know.
I don't want mine to look that thought out.
No, I want it thought out. And I'm going to do like maybe one full
stain. Because if you look at it, the ones that aren't as thought out are the better ones on the page.
I don't know. I need to look at it. And the thing is, though, was that
God, we're so different.
Because
it's on giant needles.
It's on giant needles, but so I cannot do it until I'm done with my level 2, at least with the swatches, because that'll screw me up left and right again. So it'll be a while.
I want to do that. Another thing.
I want to make a sock monkey.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about sock monkeys.
I don't know either. I didn't grow up in this country, so I have no relation to sock monkeys at all.
Neither do I.
Apparently, kids in this country grew up with sock monkeys.
I didn't.
Saw one the other day. I was talking to Lisa. We were both going to make sock monkey.
The looks offend me. I'm like, is that derogatory? Like, I don't understand. Like, it's like I've never been quite sure why.
There's a podcast out there. It's called Yo, Is This Racist? But I haven't listened to it yet, so I'll let you know next time.
Yo, is this racist? I don't know. I really want to make the garden squish, but so back to Ladybird. I like her idea. I've been saying this for a while, but she kind of motivated me to make a dent in my UFOs and start wrapping shit up. Like, start it, because that's why Jill gets a ton of shit done.
Because she makes one thing at a time?
It's not like, I think she does more than one, but I mean, like, she's not.
Yeah, but Jill also will knit like a double cable lace sweater on size 0 needles and talk to you at the spot where there's absolutely
no light.
So, you know, don't compare yourself to the.
Oh, no, I sat next to Jill one day. The chills of the world. I sat next to Jill at the spot in the dark, and she was fair isling a bag on size like tiny needles. In like sock weight yarn, and she's having a full on conversation, and like I got confused on where she was. Like,
at the spot, for those of us who are not happen to be in Culver City, California, is a Monday
shop.
Night knitting group in a coffee shop, in the back room of a coffee shop.
That's horrible lighting.
Where there is pretty much no light. But it's a really cool group because everybody's really cool, and the language gets foul at times, and it's just fun, and it's nice, and it's...
But sitting next to Jill when she's working on...
Not your grandmother's knitting group.
Yeah, not at all. But sitting next to Jill while she's fair isling and talking to you in the dark is very intimidating. I will never forget that, because I remember the stuff. I was like screwing up stockinette sitting next to her. I'm like, what? I can't knit stockinette and talk at the same time. Like even...
Wait, let me switch to garter.
Yeah.
It's too difficult.
Yeah. And I'll probably screw... Like, I took my sock hat to knitting group because I'm thinking, you know, how hard is it to 2x2 rib? I fucked that up too. I was like...
That's why I think you need to have at least one project
that's
easy,
all
where you don't have to think, you know, like make a chemo hat or something like that, you know.
But I just need to... Oh, that was another thing that Lady Bird said. If she realizes she has 15 minutes before she has to leave for work, she sets the alarm on her phone and she'll take care of something. Like, she'll cut out a pattern piece or she'll do stitching. And that's one thing I do too. That's how I got through Piper's journey. Like, I'm like, you know what? Before I leave for work, I'm going to do a roll. Or if before I leave for work, I'm going to do, what you call it, 3 rows of lace, because the lace on that was really short. You know, and I've done that with socks. Before I leave socks, I'm going to do 2 rows of pattern. You know, and it doesn't seem like a lot, but like
it does add up. Yeah, I do that too sometimes. And I'll be there at 5 in the morning, like, oh, I'm just going to knit one row. I know I'm going to be late, but I'll knit one row.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, what was it? Like, it'll be like midnight. I'm like, wait. Actually, it'll be later than that, but like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, wait, I haven't knitted today. I'm just going to knit one row.
Yeah, but then
6 rows later.
Yeah, but next day you spend like 4 hours going back those 6 rows because you were so tired.
I won't do anything with pattern. Like, I was working on the body of the
Remember my jacket when I was...
Your 4 sleeves?
The third sleeve. The third one was a good one. The second sleeve. when I was so tired that I was knitting and I forgot to turn the page and I just started knitting up on top, which was actually a part of the front, but it matched perfectly.
Oh, you never told me it was a part of the front.
It was the left front that was on top of that page, the same page.
So you were knitting the left front as your sleeve?
As my sleeve.
Oh my gosh.
I thought I had increased, you know?
And I mean this in the best, funniest friendship way that I can. You are special as shit, let me tell you.
Pretty much the worst thing, but I was so tired, you know, and I was forcing myself because I wanted to get...
I don't do anything complex when I'm tired.
Wow. Well, it's not hard to follow a pattern, you know?
No, I don't do anything that requires follow. If it's not just like knitting, like this thing, where's my... What is that? If it's not like grandma's dishcloth or like this garter or stockinette or just like, you
that's
know, a couple yarners.
That's when the garter squish would be just awesome.
Perfect. And it's on 15s. It's all knit. It's
I don't
like,
know where was I reading this. Oh, it's one of the books.
There's no
that
increases.
I'm doing a book review, right, for that level 2 thing.
Right.
And one of the books, in the intro, it was like, yes, as knitting has become more and more popular in the last whatever 20 years, the needles get bigger and the yarn gets fatter. So for those of us who actually want to create pieces of art, I'm like, no, sign me up for 15s.
I know, right? 15.
My size 50 blanket, remember that?
Oh yeah, I love that blanket. It's like a giant hammock. So in taking all of what Lady Bird said into consideration, and I talked to you about this like last week, you and Jill, like I'm debating, do I finish the Modern Garden cardigan that I really want to make in orange, or do I do tear it out and make the oatmeal sweater?
Well, if see, the thing is, make a decision and then go with it. Either way, because how far are you in this one, in the Modern Cardigan?
I'm up to the top of before you connect the arms.
Yours almost done.
But I haven't made the sleeves. I just have the body up to the armpit, basically. So I don't have any of the yoke, and I have, like, what, maybe 5-6 inches on one sleeve? And, like, I was going to pull it out. I love when he does that. He goes, so cute. Sometimes we do it at the same time. It's hilarious. But I pulled it out Wednesday, to pull it loose. And I just kind of fondled it and just put it down. Because it was
Do you want to make it? Or do you want
I would
to
like to make it. I would like to start over. I honestly, like, I like the purple, but...
Then frog it.
It's just when I look at it, I'm like, oh my God.
Just frog it.
Yeah, because I think I can think,
I mean,
that'd be cute in that purple.
That would be cute in that purple, and that she's pointing at the...
Sorry. What are you... Everyone not in my craft room right now watching me point to the wall?
That one over there, which is what...
I tape all my ideas and stuff I ever want to remember to buy craft-wise and stuff like that on my door of my craft room because it's always open. And so I just kind of stop by every so often and look, and I'm just like, that would be a really cute sweater in purple.
Which one is that?
The one on the left at the in the middle.
The name of it?
Oh, sorry. Again, are they not all in the room with us? God.
Just say the name already.
Oatmeal pullover.
Thank you. That would look cute in purple.
I think it would look cute.
Frog the Modern Cardigan
and do it
when you have it in green. You know you love the Modern Cardigan because we all love that cardigan. Because
everyone freaking looks good in it.
It's a great cardigan.
But I think it'd be better either in green or in orange for me.
Then do that, because I mean, even if you finish it, you're not going to be happy with the color for that. So then just change
it. Yeah, it would be bad, but I think it would be better because I was sat on the fence a long
time.
Then
just frog it instead of having this thing sitting in your closet. And it's taking up
so much space because it's such bulky yarn.
Just frog it and do it in another color.
Yeah.
And be done.
But it was, you should have seen me, like, I would just come in here before work and just pet it and sadness and walk.
That's funny.
But yeah, I think I'm going to, so I'm like looking at my UFOs, I'm like, I need to wrap this. I have socks for the epic cow that need to be wrapped up. I need to finish that blanket.
Do we have socks and cloths?
Yes.
I got to make some socks for that epic cow.
Yeah, I need to make mitts too. But someone made a pair in red and white that I love and totally am going to make. But I need to wrap that blanket up. I need to wrap that green blanket up. I need to either frog or finish the sweater. The sock head I need to knock out.
I'm not going
to
work on any blankets. All I'm working on
I
want to
make the garter squish,
I'm
bitches.
I'm working on my level 2 stuff.
Right. I'm going to try to tip knitting and talking and thinking at the same time.
level 2 stuff on any chemo hats because they're easy.
Yes.
And on anything that goes falls into the cow-cow because I need to get stuff done on the cow-cow. I need,
okay.
need to take a picture of my sweater already. It's
well,
like,
yeah, you do, dude.
Ridiculous.
I just want to talk to the overachievers, my team overachieving.
Okay, hello. I want to say something before you say that. Adam Yokel.
You're like totally overachieving. You're our new team captain.
You are completely off team slack ass buddy.
You're
That's
on my
it.
Team.
You're off.
You're my co-captain. You're my co-captain. You're my co-captain.
I love the orange blue hat.
Oh my gosh, I love that hat.
Which is actually turquoise.
It's still like Miami Dolphin colors, and I love that.
And you know, in episode one of our podcast, I remember
that. I
don't
that, remember that
I
episode.
Remember that because I did the show notes and I had to look for a 76 gas station sign.
Yeah.
You were talking about orange and blue, and
which
I was
I
like,
love.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
It's
I
awesome.
Hate it. I don't like that color combination. But his hat was
so,
so nice.
Cute. And
crazy.
He's halfway done. Jill is, I think...
There is a couple of people who are like...
Have about two or three left, yeah.
Crazy. And then there were some people who have just come in recently.
Hasn't posted. Here's all 19.
Right? I was like, whoa, where did that come from? You know, because I was helping Bailey with the spreadsheet a little bit. And there was just... I was like,
he's
wow,
good at Excel.
There's some people. Because in the Excel sheet, what we did is we put numbers into the boxes. And that's the post number. The numbers refer to the post
oh,
number.
Oh, I haven't even paid attention to that.
So,
hello.
So,
I was excited just to see a spreadsheet. I'm like, cool spreadsheet.
And the
yay.
Ones that have a golden coloring are the ones that have already won prizes. We need to come up with some prizes.
Yes, we do. I have ideas about that, too.
Good. We'll need to talk later. So, Adam, you're off. Adam, H.A., you're off Team Slack.
You are on Team Over Awesome Achieving.
Yeah. Oh, and then, hello, Karen. Carrot Music is her Ravelry name. Karen from Winchester. She works the overnight shift at Target
What's
and
that?
Listens to us.
Uh-uh.
So
Target.
So, Karen, whilst you are doing what you're doing there overnight, hello, we're
hey.
Thinking of you. We're
totally.
Probably sleeping right now while you're listening to this.
Yep.
But
or not, because I don't go to bed till like 1:30, so.
I've been getting up at 5, so I am
oh,
going to
God.
Bed. I'm trying to 10 o'clock.
Oh, I was talking to Val. She's like, I'm so sleepy. I'm like, it's 10. Like, I got to wash my hair. That's like a 3-hour process. What are you talking about?
So, hi, Karen.
Hey, Karen. I love your store. It's my crack.
Yeah, Tarjay.
Did you listen? Have you listened? Do you listen to the Lion Brand podcast?
Oh, I love that, but I
have you
listened
to it?
No, because I have not listened to any podcast at all.
I was listening to it today, and they were talking about how they were interviewing, like, one of the major, you know.
Santi, right?
Santi. Yeah, Santi and Michelle. They were interviewing one of the, you know, executives that's been there with the family and everything. And he says he, when he was a salesman, you know, he would go door to door. But he would also go store to store, go, you need yarn in your store. Da, da, da. And that's back in the day where everyone kind of carried yarn and material because, you know, he did that. And he says his dad, when he was a sales guy, his dad, he never drove. He lived in like all over the country and never drove. And he goes, but it led him to very interesting situations. And he said, he had this one guy that whenever he came to town, he was like the doorman of the hotel or something like that. He would drive him around and he would talk to him. And he says, yeah, he goes, my wife is shopping at this new store. It's really fabulous. And he goes, he went to the store and he was like, oh yeah, this store totally needs to carry yarn. And they were in, I want to say Minneapolis. And he said it was what, you know, as the store grew there, you know, Lion Brand grew with them and
right.
they kept Lion Brand until they stopped carrying yarn. He goes, and that store was Target. I was like, holy shit. But they were like, when they first opened up, they were in Target.
I heard an interview with one of the guys from Lion Brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a family business, you know. And,
yeah, very
and,
much
and,
so.
He was so funny.
You know what's funny? Like, I'm like, oh, it's a bunch of men that work for, the, you know, that run
I
that
could,
company.
I could, like, totally hang out with him at Cantor's or something, you know, at the deli.
I know. But I love how they love what they do. I love how there's a bunch of guys making yarn. Like, it's
right.
kind of awesome. And
it's fabulous generations.
Oh, yeah. The one girl, like, she was talking, I think Michelle was talking to one of the other girls in the office, and she's, like, the CFO's daughter, and, like all the family works. And this one guy said, the guy they were interviewing, he said he went to this one lady's house because she was a designer and she wanted to talk about Lion Brand. This is years and years ago. And he goes, and then he was like, that was like 50 years ago. And he goes, she freaking works here now. You know, he's like, it's crazy. He goes, like, right. Years ago I went to her house to, you know, to talk to her and talk about urine. Like, now she works for the company, you know.
I went to the Lion Brand store.
So jealous.
We were in New York. It was so awesome.
So
I got
jealous.
Ashley to go with me because I told him, we're going to the Lion store. And he's like, what are you playing today?
And you're like, shh, we're going to the Lion
store.
That's all you need to
know. That's the only way I could get in there, you know, so.
Was it cool?
It was very cool.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
And at that time, they had the window display where there was a woman sitting in the in a rocking chair in the window knitting.
Nice.
Which was like,
was
so
this
awesome.
Someone actually in
yeah,
it? Oh, so cool.
I'm like, I want your top. Please.
I don't think they would put me in the window because all of a sudden, you'd be sitting there in the rocking chair and like,
fuck.
Fuck. Ripping shit out all angrily. And look up, like, oh, I mean, Shucky Darns.
Shucks.
Just knitting away. Nothing to see here. Stop looking in the window. Yeah,
no
we would be.
At all.
Yeah. Oh my God, I know, right? Like, I actually wanted you to help me to do the Instagram where you videotape how you knit. There's a hashtag going around called How I Knit, and you kind of have to have someone else holding the camera while you knit. But I'm like, oh my God, everyone's gonna see how slow I freaking knit. I'm like, I don't need that, to be perfectly honest.
Well, it would be a nice way for you to show off the nail polish.
That's true. I'm wearing Gobsmack by Butter London. Someone hit it on the head. They were like, it's a concrete black and it's sparkly as all get out. It's really pretty. I like it.
And it matches your...
And it matches my shawl that I'm working on. I just noticed that too. I'm like, I totally match.
So I have really short thing on two magazines that I got in the mail this week. One is the Cast On magazine, which is...
Is that Kay Fassett? I don't have my glasses on.
No,
I don't know who
it's
that
not.
Is.
It's some guy. It's just... Oh, they have the worst pictures. They have really nice stuff, but they're horrible pictures. But what I wanted to show you is, see, program graduates, hand knitting, level 1.
Are you there?
That's my name.
There's your name! That's
my name.
Wow, this is a short list, too.
I'm on page 70. My name is in there.
You're awesome!
Woo-hoo! There's only one person on level 3. Like, the level 1 is like, what, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 people on level 1. Level 2 is 2, 4, 6, 7, and level 3 is
like
one person. So that's like
overachiever.
Oh, scary.
Like, half of me really wants to do it, and then half of me really is not in the mood to be judged. I get enough judging at work.
You might want to wait till your job has changed.
It's like, I'm already angry and crying at work. I don't need to be judged by strangers. Enough shit going on.
The other magazine I'm having here is the new Vogue Knitting. And no, I don't want to do a review. I like it, general. There's some cool stuff in there.
You have
there,
such a love-hate
you know.
Relationship with that magazine.
It's
ridiculous.
It's the last one. I don't know. I still don't know if I'm going to renew or not. Anyway.
I say switch over to Interwave.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. But I don't know. I'm just very loyal to this magazine.
It's like
sort of like abandoning a child.
Saying, it's a
know?
Bad relationship. It's very abusive. Like, it's like, ooh, I love you. Look at all these great patterns. And then it's like, look, I think you're fat.
It's a mean magazine.
It is mean.
It's mean to me. But what I want to talk about, there is an advertisement in
Did
here.
Do we have any long? Oh.
We're good.
Okay.
There's an advertisement in here, whatever page it is, for Creative Bug. And it's at online knitting classes and techniques. And we all know Craftsy, where
love
the concept
Craftsy.
Is you go in there, you buy a class for whatever,
or
somewhere,
take a free class.
Free class, or they're going up from whatever, $20 to $50.
Oh, there's some $60 classes too.
Well, anyways, they're really good
Which
classes.
I bought when it went on sale for $29. Sorry, I got excited.
So, so you buy a class. The concept on Craftsy is you buy a class.
Did I tell you I got the makeup new pair of jeans based on old jeans
yes,
class?
Yes,
okay.
That's
Sorry.
An awesome class. So I was
it went on
that.
Sale, and I was like, I'm freaking taking this class.
I'm not there yet sewing skill-wise, but maybe someday. Anyways, again.
You go on Craftsy.
Craftsy, the concept is you buy a class, and then you have access to this class forever and ever. It's yours until the business goes out of business.
You can email the teachers.
Think. You have the whole chat room, all of that. Now, Creative Bug is you get, they have all these classes there and
mm-hmm.
you pay a monthly fee. And for example, this one here is creativebug.com/Vogue Knitting, all one word. And there it says $9.95 per month.
So it's
so
a
you
subscription.
Can join them, pay the monthly fee, and then you have unlimited access to whatever classes fall in whatever
you
access you
to.
Buy.
Yeah.
So,
Now, so do you just buy knitting? Do you just buy crochet? Or do
you
have access to everything?
I don't know, because I looked on their site very briefly. They have sewing classes. They have all sorts of classes.
Yeah, because that's
but
a good deal.
I also think that they have different prices for different categories.
Ah, okay.
So, I don't know. The problem is, on one hand, it's nice to have unlimited access to so many classes, but you probably lose them once you stop paying the monthly fee.
Ooh.
The other thing is, how many classes can you take a month?
And not only that, like, I bought the jeans class and I bought one other class. Like, the fiber class was great, but I think I have one more lesson in that one. And it's like, I like the fact that I can go at any point and check out that class. I like that I can email the teacher and I'll get a response back because I took the spinning class, the drop spindle class on there, and talk to the teacher when I needed her help. I like that aspect of it, but I don't. That's a really good point. Like, if something happens where I'm like, I'm cutting all my expenses, and I cut that, do I lose access to all those classes?
So that's the question. Was is it? I assume, because if you have access to all the classes, I mean, why would you? You know, you probably lose them when you're stopping. Anyways, it's just if somebody's interested in classes, maybe they're. The other thing, in terms of sewing classes, I've been getting emails from Berta. They have
their own thing.
They have their own classes. I think it's BertaStyle.com.
And they're cheap,
and
too,
their
right?
classes are cheap, and they have good classes. So, just mentioning it.
Everyone loves Craftsy, though. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
But
no,
there's just
glad
to know there's
options,
alternatives,
you know?
And options, yeah.
And if you know that 1 month you're going to be at home and you're dedicated just to craft and learning, then this might be the better deal, where you just buy all 1 month's access and you just take everything to class.
Everything.
To learn it all and, I don't know, videotape it while you're watching it.
Download
do
the...
Do a pirate copy of it.
We're horrible people. Ignore us.
Yeah, don't do that. So not right.
But it's nice to know that there are... Because as much as I love Craftsy and having the access and all the good stuff I just said, it's pricey. Like, that jeans class is $60. It's either $60 or $65. I caught it on
but
sale.
But it's lifetime, you know?
Yeah.
And they do have a lot of sales.
And they're really good.
They're really good. I'm signed up for about 20 classes.
But they're
all
free,
dude.
I think I've paid for 2 classes, and we've taken some of the same free classes.
I'm waiting for them to send me an email. Sorry, cheapskate, you're just taking free classes. We're dissolving your account. It's like, oh.
Okay. What I realized, too, that if you build a wish list, like if you see a class you want, you put on your wish list, if it goes on sale,
they'll
for whatever reason, they send you an email.
Okay.
And they go, hey, you know, we noticed that you have this, you know, this class on your wish list, it's $20 instead of $60. And I think that's how they got me with the jean class. I was like, shit. Yeah, let me buy that real quick.
And
you should see some of the projects that people have done with their jeans. Oh my gosh. Like,
what
they've made has been
lot
better.
Of really cool classes out there.
And then plus with, and see, that's my thing too. Plus with, I wonder if, what is it? Creative Bug. Creative Bug is the same, but with Craftsy too, it's just not sewing, knitting, or crochet. There's like,
A Craftsy also has cake making, sewing, quilting,
painting, jewelry, I think,
jewelry,
and a couple other
knitting.
Things. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, so just options.
So do these people. They have the Creative Bug. There's a whole bunch of classes. Talking of other classes that are free that are not craft related, there is something called a website that I just found out about. It's called Coursera.org. Like course.
Right.
Course. Era, Coursera.
Okay.
I'll link it up on the show notes. Those are free classes, totally free classes, taught by top university professors, online classes. And they have everything from calculus to the history of rock and roll.
Yeah, I think someone told me about this before, and it may have been you. But
And so I don't have time. I honestly don't have time even to take a free class right now.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't. But if somebody's interested in taking free classes just for educational purposes, I mean, you just watch them from home on your video.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
You don't pay anything, you know? I mean, that's even awesomer.
Yeah, it's more awesome.
Awesomest.
It's more awesomest.
Awesomer.
Yeah, I'm all about learning stuff. I love learning new stuff.
Me too. I just don't have to
Not just
mind.
Knitting, crocheting,
well,
just new stuff in general.
Right.
Oh, so... Do you like anything in this one?
I do like. I'm talking about the Vogue. I do. There's a whole section. Rock stars.
That
called.
Dress is amazing.
There's some really cool thing in here. You know, I mean, I like this one. This is, it's my friend again. Of course it's a good one because my subscription is almost over.
You're like,
let's
make sure Eve,
yeah,
let's make sure Eve is,
yeah,
sucked in so we can
at
work.
The moment I sent them, I bet you if I don't renew it, the next issue is going to be kick-ass. And if I renew it,
it's going to suck.
It's going to suck.
But didn't someone on a board say, why don't you just buy them as you like them?
Yeah, that's one option. It's like letting go of time. And Jill was really nice. She's like, hey, look at mine. I'll have to, you know, I'm not going to give up the subscription.
I stopped buying knitting magazines. I have stopped buying yarn because I have so much stuff in the knitting magazines that I have that I want to make. And also, I have binder after binder of stuff.
It's
and
not,
just, I got to sit down.
I
and
mean, you don't buy a knitting stuff to make things.
I know. I don't. I just love looking through this freaking knit scene.
Looking at the pictures. I buy it.
But the stuff in knit scene
I
want to make.
I buy it for the articles. I buy it for the pictures.
It's your Playboy.
Right.
I do like the stuff in knit scene. Like everyone knows, that's my favorite magazine.
I know. I saw the latest one. Did you see the
flash? I have it. I've been ignoring it. But I am going to Joanne's this weekend because I need zippers. And I need a friend of mine at work asked me to make a skirt for her. So we might meet up and find her a pattern. She's like maybe a size 2.
Oh, she doesn't need much fabric.
Yeah, she bought like 2 things
that's
of fabric.
That's a reason to lose weight. It's like you need less yarn and less fabric to make
that.
Things.
Look at me. I did a whole row while talking.
Woo-hoo.
Wait, let me make sure
it's
I put my right.
It's not a short row. Well, we are at an hour and something.
Wait. I think I might have done good. Done good.
Congratulations.
Yay. And I was interacting and everything.
Whoa. Whee. All right. Do you have anything else to say?
Hi, face.
Highly impressed with the Epic Cal-Cal
yeah,
projects
you guys are
that
awesome.
Have been submitted. I'm so surprised because I was like, oh, we're going to put this out. It's going to be 3 people
counting us.
You know, us and Chill.
There he comes.
And
yeah, come here, sweetheart.
So.
I know. Me, you, Lisa, and Jill. But
no,
Lisa, we
know.
Lisa's
like,
hey, come
here. Participate in this class, but not that.
But
anywho,
yeah.
That's it.
What
shall
we
play
at?
Some music?
Yes, please. I'm getting kissed.
Yeah,
hi, sweetheart.
Music.
Let's just kisses.
Continue playing that music that we played earlier. Goodbye, Giorgio.
Good night, Giorgio.
Good night.